हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर मिस्टर विलियम विल्सन, WILLIAM WILSON, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 12/19/2022, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 4/27/1976, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 5/19/2022. मिस्टर विलियम विल्सन इज अ स्टेटस पोस्ट ऑपरेटिव लेफ्ट शोल्डर सर्जरी. ही रिपोर्ट दैट ही इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग एक्सक्रूशिएटिंग पेन फ्रॉम हिज सर्जरी ऑफ द रोटर कॉफ. He is in lot of pain, aching, and with decreased mobility. He can only move up to 90 degrees of rotation. He has seen the orthopedic surgeon recently, but he was not provided any pain relief. He is seeing Dr. Zoma, N-Z-O-M-A, who is the orthopedic surgeon. He is doing physical therapy at level 1 physical therapy. He reports his pain in the left shoulder is still around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And his pain in the mid back, lower back is also 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Although he does not report any radiation of pain to the buttocks or the leg at this time. These pains, these symptoms are allegedly reported from an accident that happened on 5/19/2022 as a restrained driver, where he was T-bone on the driver's side, leading to headaches, dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, and spots in the vision. Severe pain in the left shoulder and lower back was the result. And pain in the left second, third, fourth finger was also reported, with numbness and tingling. Currently, this patient reports that his pain is 10 and ADLs are affected 10, and they are all result of the surgery that he underwent. And he reports 0% release due to the surgery. The pain has worsened. His ADLs are as follows: general activity, mood, work, and sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 for now, since the surgery was contemplated. In the system review, neurology and psych, patient has headaches with difficulty sleeping, and exercise boss, you know, I exercised this morning on his own. Yes. Hi, so this is a continuation of dictation for William Wilson. So in the system review, patient report that he's suffering from headaches, difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance. Headaches are 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are not so often, and not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, fainting, blackout, seizures, confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the left shoulder postoperative and lower back stiffness and decreased range of motion of the shoulder, including pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the mid-back, upper back, lower back, according to him. No difficulty walking is reported. No radiation of pain is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, piquancy, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And there are no changes in the pain, according to him. And it is worsened, according to him. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are as prescribed. Substance abuse, none is reported. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen, Elavil, Lexaril, Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is still. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 140 over 85, pulse is 111, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam comes from 12/1/2022 visit of 1201-043. Please mention on the left shoulder there are 4 scars for the scope surgery that patient went, arthroscopic surgery. And he has tenderness around the shoulder joint. Other than that, range of motion is limited to 90 degrees. And no other finding. Diagnosis will remain the same as the previous visit of 1201-043, except the shoulder has a status post-operative arthroscopic. And plan is to continue medication. His naproxen is discontinued and he's been started with Tylenol codeine number 4 once a day, 30 tablets. Lyrica 50 milligram daily, 8 hourly, 90 tablets for pain relief. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, a level 50 milligram at night. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine patch 5% for the topical pain relief. Physical therapy continues at his choice place. And he is disabled for work and household purposes. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.